Well, hello there. We are in official outdoor fun purgatory. Yep. Skiing and snowshoeing and fat biking and all of those other awesome winter outdoor activities have pretty much come to an end. And it will be a few weeks before we can get out on the mountain bikes and hit the berms and whatnots. Well, I went for a road ride yesterday, and although it was doable, it was a little sketchy with all the debris on the shoulders. I assume will be slowly cleaned up as spring progresses, but it was very warm yesterday. So we will wait and we'll plan and we'll tinker and we'll clean our bikes and get them all ready for season 2021. Well, I've decided to start a passion series on the Blong podcast, and today's episode is all about biking. It's one of the places that I feel I personally belong and feel incredibly passionate about, and I do know for certain that there are others just like me who love to talk about their bikes and other people's bikes and the biking weather, the ride they just went on, the conditions, everything. They just love talking about biking. So we could talk about everything about biking, but in the interest of time and being sensible, I've decided to focus on one simple thing for today's episode. Why do people love riding their bikes? Well, I'll start. For me, it's a few things, but number one is reconnecting with that feeling of being a kid on my bike. Flying down a hill with confidence and complete control. I remember that exact feeling growing up in my neighborhood in Moncton, that first sense of freedom when my parents let me go to the store on my bike, and then I explored the entire neighborhood for the very first time all by myself. Going down to the lake and parking my bike up against a tree. And I remember my bike too. It was a purple high handlebar banana seat cruiser. It had flowers on the seat, flower power flowers. Well, so, you know, here I am, not a kid anymore, but I'm still going after that same feeling. I'd have to say that of all the different cycling genres, mountain biking is what does that for me now. It can be very technical, but also super fast and fun, and I don't know, it kind of connects more to that feeling of confidence and trusting my body to do the right thing at the right time. And in turn, there is a real freedom that comes with that, a controlled freedom, I guess. Like I can take risks and trust myself and ride with confidence, if you get what I'm trying to say here. Well, I'm not the only one who gets reconnected to their inner kid while riding a bike. Here is bike mechanic and all-round cycling enthusiast, Jeff Murray.
I think I've just always enjoyed it because it was, as a kid, it was that first experience with freedom. It's the first time you get past the end of the driveway and you get to, you know, leave your safe confines of your property behind and explore the neighborhood. And I think I've always enjoyed that, you know, riding through puddles with your feet stuck out the whole life. It's play. It's still an opportunity for an adult to have that sense of play. And that's the best part. You get fitness and exercise, all those other, you know, good benefits from it as a perk. But the real reason for it is that it's just, it's play. It's fun.
Well, I've ridden a lot with Jeff, and believe me, he means it when he says it's play. He might be the most playful rider I know. He takes chances and trusts himself enough to know that he can bunny hop off a frozen teeter-totter or practices manuals in the parking lot in front of dozens of people without a care in the world. And it's actually pretty inspiring to ride with him. As Jeff mentioned, one of the more obvious reasons people like riding bikes is because it's healthy. And no stranger to being healthy and fit, Jim Richards shares his reasons for riding.
Well, it gives me an opportunity to have an activity outside, which I enjoy. And it's fun. And also, on many occasions, it turns into quite a social experience as well. So over time, I've come to enjoy this activity more and more. And now I'm in my 70s, and I still love doing it in the summer and in the winter as much as possible. So that's why I like biking.
I think the social part of riding has to be up there as a number one reason for me too. And Denise Bustard finds connection on many levels when she rides. Here's what she says about her reasons for riding bikes.
It's my favorite hobby, but I love riding my bike, especially in the woods, because it's kind of like you get this flow. It's kind of like flowing through the trails in the woods. And it's just a really good escape. And I love nature in any season. So it's just great to spend time in the woods on your bike. And whether it's whether you're like riding solo, it can be kind of like a meditative ride, time to think and process, or even better if you're with a group of friends or others. There's just a whole community of amazing people out there that are like-minded. Good way to get to know some new people. And yeah, we just have a lot of fun and a lot of laughs and build a lot of connections and sharing. And of course, there's always a social afterwards, whether it's just hanging out in the parking lot or at the BB&B at Brookvale. But yeah, another benefit obviously is just health, whether it's for de-stressing, kind of clearing your head, that whole nature therapy. And I find riding my mountain bike or fat bike, if I'm out there by myself, a lot of times it's just therapeutic. I call it nature therapy. And it's a little bit of a spiritual aspect for me too. So any time in nature is a good time. But yeah, also good, obviously, for your physical health. It's great cardio and having those spurts of high intensity and energy.
What is it about being outside that soothes us and makes us better connected to ourselves and the world? Well, perhaps it's our one safe place that allows us to let go of things and just focus on those moments in time. Some call it psychotherapy, or as Denise said, her nature therapy. And for Chris LeClaire, his attachment to cycling is with a vengeance. And since joining the fold, he hasn't looked back. Like Denise, he seeks his own therapy and a return to a simpler existence.
For me, riding is my main form of exercise, but it's so much more than that. It's stress relief. It's therapy. It's just finding a place that's very, very special and serene. I love riding in groups, but there's also something really remarkable about riding alone. The serenity and the quiet that you experience, the connection to nature, it all combines just to make for a really amazing experience. And there's something about riding that returns you to your childhood. And that's very, very hard to explain, but it's a joyful place. And it's a simple place. It's just an amazing form of exercise, but so much more than that.
It is so much more, including perhaps your mode of transportation. Now, some might find it odd or even dangerous to ride your bike to work or to go get your groceries, but it's certainly not a new idea. And Peter Rukavina is full on into making cycling easier in terms of active transportation in and around the Charlottetown area.
Today, it was sunny and 11 degrees and the roads were dry, and I had just ordered a Vietnamese sandwich from uptown and I was going to walk there, and I stepped out of my office and I thought, I'd like to ride my bike today. And I couldn't think of any reason not to, other than it was a kind of a pain to get it out of the basement, but I got it out of the basement. And it was just great. Like, I had, on a very simple level, like, I had literally not moved most of the parts of my body since I put my bicycle away in December. So that's it on a simple level. On a larger level, I think the key for me in recent years has been making the transition from treating cycling as a recreational activity to being a purposeful activity. Not to say I don't do it for recreation, but what I've tried to do is, you know, if I'm going for a sandwich, I'll ride my bicycle instead of taking my car, instead of walking. During the cycling season, which starts now, I try and go and get my groceries pulling a trailer up at, you know, up to Sobeys. You know, if I need something for Riverview Country Market, I'll ride out to Riverview Country Market. I'm hoping when the Hillsborough Bridge Trail opens, I'll go for coffee, you know, at the new coffee shop in Stratford. And that's like, I enjoy the process of being on a bicycle. It gets me outside. It gets me moving. And attaching it to what in the active transportation world we call a purposeful trip seems to give it meaning, I guess, in a or maybe a lack of meaning. I'm not sure which, but it's kind of a conceit for doing it, as opposed to thinking I need to go and recreate now, which would very seldom occur to me.
Yes, bicycles are purposeful. Commuting is good, and it will be safer for those of us in Stratford once the bridge work is completed. In the meantime, we go on adventures and explore safely, just like Patty Marr.
Well, I love riding because it's adventurous. Like today, I was out looking for seals and got myself into a trap and came home and my bike was full of mud. But I like the freedom of riding a bike and just different places that you can go. And it's great in downtown Charlottetown because you can just bypass all the traffic. But yeah, I really love riding my bike. I've been riding for about 25 years now.
Well, who doesn't love that feeling of beating the traffic? Oh, it's a good one. And of course, there are the comparisons to other modes of getting around, as Doug Miller so eloquently says it.
Because I hate walking.
Yep, I can concur with that. I will walk, obviously, but I'm not a big fan of the walk, like going for a walk. But I like Doug's take on the practicality of riding.
Truthfully, riding is a place to either solve something or solve nothing, meaning zen out and just enjoy the scenery, or focus on something and solve it.
Kind of goes along with Peter's purposeful riding bit. Maybe the next time I need to solve a problem, I'll get on my bike and solve it. God, I just love the simplicity of that. Well, one of the prevailing themes is about the social aspect of cycling, and I suppose you could say that about any activity or sport. I know that during my squash playing days, the social was probably more important than the playing, and in fact, it is how I met my partner, Derek. Well, one of PEI's great cyclists, Heidi McLeod, definitely likes the cyclist community, but she is also a wanderer in search of a good suffering ride.
I think I just like the experience of it. I mean, no matter what kind of day it is, or like you feel the wind, you feel the sun, you're going fast, you're slogging up a hill. I like to wander, and most of the times that I'm wandering, I also seem to like to suffer. So cycling helps me with both of those things. But yeah, it is. It's the experience of it, right? Like you're outside, you're having fun. PEI has an amazing community. And it doesn't really matter what kind of riding you do. There's a community there. And everybody just likes to go on little adventures.
Another rider who likes a challenge is Lisa McGinnis.
Pretty simple. It gives me a lot of freedom. Takes me places. Just gives me a different perspective on travel and sport. Just being out there, being active, enjoying the outdoors. Typically surrounded by a number of friends. And I think that's what I love most about it. Just getting some exercise and fresh air.
Yes to freedom, and yes to wandering and commuting and to getting outside. And yes to anything that makes us feel younger. Heather Horsfall can relate.
My first response is as a woman in her mid-60s that spent a whole career, you know, inside, it makes me feel like I'm 10 years old. I just always feel like a kid when I'm on my bike in the woods. And I specifically like mountain biking and now the fat biking the best. Because I'm in the woods and I'm buried in nature. I do Rails for Trails riding a bit for social, and I've done some road riding for the same reasons, but my very favorite is being in the woods on the single track.
Well, it's one thing to feel like you're 10 years old again, but to actually be 10 years old, now, what do you suppose that might be like? Here's Maddox Lund to tell us why a real 10-year-old really loves riding his bike.
So I like riding my bike because, well, it's thrilling, I'd say. Yeah, it's sort of thrilling. There are always like new trails, new bike trails to explore, which makes it cool. Also, I enjoy like growing my stamina, and well, I really like doing the trail at Brookvale Coastline. I like riding my bike because it's fun. Well, there's this little sort of expression, like if you're not falling, you're not learning. Every time you make a mistake while biking, you're just gonna learn from that mistake and like just learn from your mistakes and try to like just try to do well, try your best.
Well, I think Maddox hits the nail on the head with if you're not falling, you're not learning. It's like crashing is part of cycling as crying is part of love. It's just a great life lesson, and you guessed it, it's from a 10-year-old. I can't think of a better way to bookend this episode than with an actual young person who loves to ride his bike because it's just fun. Thank you to Jeff, Jim, Denise, Chris, Peter, Patty, Doug, Heidi, Lisa, Heather, and to Maddox for sharing your cycling love stories. And thank you for listening.